B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, fourth and final hour. 104, Thursday afternoon. Hardy in for Beetle. Going to go to the phones. Talk a little Bruins. Play Winnipeg tonight. Trying to avoid a third straight loss. Let's start with Scott and Weymouth here. Are you ready for... Not you, Scott Zolak.
No, boom.
Scott and Weymouth.
Boom.
Boom. What's up, Scott?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call. A little confusion there, Hardy. You put me on almost instead of the Revs coach.
No, I absolutely put you on and then hung up on you immediately.
I noticed. Yeah. I had to call back. I was just grateful to get through again. But here we are. We're going to talk hockey in 4 seconds, but I want to give a quick shout-out to Northeastern University, who's going to the dance. How cool is that? I'm a Northeastern guy from hockey. A long story. I won't get into that.
But. No, Zoe and I are not paying attention today. We're doing a live.
We never talk about it.
We're doing a live radio and television program. Both of our producers,
our
completely
weird producer,
have checked out
watching
on our show today. Yeah. They are watching college basketball. So
it's like Hardy when the golf tournaments are on. We're doing our show.
Well, yeah, Northeastern's in, which is cool. It's nice to have a Boston team that
sure
isn't
is.
Mainstream.
Let's go.
But let's see if they can make some noise. We'll have some fun with that.
What's What's the name of their? What's their?
Huskies.
Go Huskies.
T-Bone is a Husky. He went
to
Northeastern.
It's going to be fun to watch. They're probably going to be a 16 seed or a 15 at best, but it's going to be fun. You never know. Teams make noise, and that's why they call it March Madness.
No, you went
to Northeastern, huh?
All right, here we go. Bruins. Now, listen, let me preface this by saying I am not a hometown hater. Some people are. They always think the Bruins are going to lose, the Sox, the Celts, and the Pats are going to lose today. People are like that. I'm not. But... much like a good baseball umpire, I call it how I see it. Tonight's game at Winnipeg, who, in my opinion, is the class of the NHL, probably going to win the cup. Probably. They're that good. You are going to see where this Bruins team is at. Now, I'm not a big prediction guy. I'm known to gamble every now and then. But I don't... I hate to talk about that they're going to smoke tonight.
Well, did we do this with the Lightning 2 weeks ago? It was going to be one of those marquee games, litmus test?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is they're playing the class of the NHL, though.
Now, I think they'll be ready tonight.
Excuse me?
I think they'll come out flying around tonight. I think they'll be ready tonight.
Okay, guess who else is going to be flying tonight, Zola?
Oh, they will. No kidding, Scott.
Look, you see Laine, Patrick Laine. He's almost as good as Connor McDavid. Now, in closing, and thank you for the time, this Bruins team, that 14-0-4 run they went on, they're not as good as that record. They were running hot. They're not the 84 Oilers. I like them. They got amazing chemistry, but you're about to see what happens when they're playing the class of the NHL with 3 weeks to go in the season. I'll be shocked if they lose by less than 2 goals. Thank you, buddy.
You call tomorrow then, okay, pal?
All right, we'll see. I will.
Boom.
I will call back.
All right,
boom.
Buddy.
See you later.
All right, boom. Not great in their last 10, though.
No, I mean, how about the other night? Getting your ass kicked, and they continue to fight and combat. That's one thing this team doesn't give up. I mean, it's... their depth is being challenged right now. We talked about this last week. I don't know how many more injuries. The DeBrus stuff. I thought there was rumors there might be a crack in his foot, a hairline crack. And you start calling guys up, putting guys down. You know, the DeBrus one's one that could kill him. Because he's really starting to come on, too.
Hoof.
Yeah. But you got to pass their neck back at some point.
4-6 in their last 10, Winnipeg. They're trending in the wrong direction. I believe that's their record. Did you check that, McCone? You check me on that, please? I appreciate it. Thank you.
Call taking many calls where you come in and say, Bruins are going to get throttled in this spot tonight. And we haven't done a lot of those calls this year.
Well,
it's kind of an odd call.
I think it is a sneaky, important game. Not as important.
Stop the bleeding.
Not as important. A couple of games. You were on an unprecedented streak there for a while.
But we haven't said two.
And
Tuca
was, too.
Right.
But not as important as what you look like against the Lightning. And I know the Lightning were tired and that you got them in a good spot and you were rolling and they were a bit vulnerable that night. But, for a long-term projection, yes, this is an important one too. Mark in Medford, go ahead.
Hockey boy.
Sticking with the Bruins. What do you got for us?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
Zoe, I'm going to agree with you. I think they're going to come out flying tonight. But what I want to talk about is that not for 1 minute do I believe I'm not going to fall for the Torrey Krug upper body injury bullcrap. You know he's being sat down tonight because he got benched in the second period the other night, came back in the third period, played the whole game. We heard nothing about any injury or anything. He's being, his ass is being sat upstairs tonight so he can look from a better perspective on how he turns that puck over and how he doesn't play freaking defense.
Well, he is a puck mover. Mark, listen.
Team decision. I'll take Torrey Krug out, sit his ass down, let him watch a game from above, figure it out. Right?
And look, you're going to turn the puck over from time to time. I just prefer he doesn't do it like in the crease. That's where it really bothers me.
He's a phenomenal puck mover. But you know what, that guys? 5-on-5 the other night, he was a -5. A -5. You don't do that in one game. Yeah. That's sickening.
Yeah, I mean, but it was also a 7-goal game. They hung 7 on him.
I understand that, but Hardy, he's not a good defenseman. And this issue needs to be looked at in the offseason. We have Charlie McAvoy, great puck-moving defenseman. When Grizzlick is healthy, another good puck-moving defenseman. But the only difference is they both come back and play defense. Torrey Krug is not a good defenseman.
He is better as a puck mover than he has a defenseman. I'll give you that. But that's where the game is going. You don't have that. Nobody. The call for stay at home defenseman, the guys who just build the wall there, either at the blue line or back in their own end. It's not as important as it used to be. I think Torrey Krug has proven himself, and he certainly proved himself during that streak that they were on, that he is a valuable guy. He may not have. And this sounds funny to say, he may not have all the defensive skills that you would wish for in a defenseman, but he's got enough game and he's proven himself valuable enough to this team for enough seasons now to where I think he's a valuable trade piece, because I think other teams covet that type of puck-moving ability in a puck-moving defenseman. I mean, this guy's he's legit. He's legit in the breakout. He's legit in starting plays from the neutral zone. He has got a lot of skill there. I understand the concern for his ability to really get things stopped in his own end. He doesn't have the size that you want from a lot of defensemen. He just, that's not his game. His game is,
it's never been his game.
Is more of a, think of him as almost like a two-way guy. So I get the frustration, but I still appreciate what he does for this team, and I'm willing to overlook occasional puck turnovers. Like,
it's a sneaky,
even the
game
one the other night. Look, the one a couple of games ago, that was brutal. That was absolutely brutal. So I'm not going to blame anybody for getting them out of for something like that. We have not spoken about the Celtics at all today either. So I don't know that we're going to have time. We have so much pie talk to get to on this March 14th.
We're doing this
on Pie Day. We're going to do, and I want all of us to come up with your best pizza pie.
Oh my God, I know where mine is.
Okay. Your best dessert pie.
Going Providence, Jim.
Your best meal pie and your best snack
best
pie.
Best place or best, like, you're talking like kind of pie?
Yeah, your go-to.
Like you're going pepperoni
your go-to
or,
slice.
Like, or you're going like a place
going,
that you get it at.
You're going to get a tray, or you're getting like half a pie, half a pizza, whatever your go-to place.
Well, Hardy's asking the question. I'm asking him.
You could also go ask your favorite meat pie. Like shepherd's pie.
Yes, I said that.
Oh,
now,
okay.
To answer Jim's question, it is essentially the most important step in getting having good pizza is finding a good place that serves pizza.
So it's the place. Okay.
It's the place. Okay. So we're going with the place, and then we're going with the dessert pie. And you can name the place on the dessert pie too if it's not a homemade. The meat pie, the meal pie, and a snack pie, which McCone really perked up at because I've seen him sit down and eat two packages of Swedish fish for lunch. He's got a very childlike palate. He likes junk food. He's got a boyish and youthful exuberance about him. So when I said snack pie, I knew that was speaking to him. So have all those things ready, and then we'll start shooting around. Jim, you're welcome to join in if you're not too busy watching.
Do you guys want the numbers on John Simon's contract with the Patriots? We were speculating yesterday what it could be.
Yeah, why not?
It's a lot lower than I thought it would be.
What is it?
2 years, 7.2. 3.6 per year. That's not bad.
All right, yeah.
I can live with that. You all right with that, Zoe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Golden rate right there, bud.
All right. We'll continue and we'll take
Blockbuster.
Your calls. On this Pi Day, it is March 14th. 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
.com.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Some pizza. When you in Jamaica, you say, hey, man, I have some pineapple, some ham. Oh, a little coconut. Want some coconut sprinkles on your pizza?
You done?
Yeah.
All right. It is March 14th, Pi Day.
Hey.
Zoe, do you know how to use pi in the most common form? Why you would use pi?
Yeah, 3.14.
Yeah, but why would you use it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the reason to use it.
To determine the area of a circle.
Yeah. Okay.
Pi times the radius squared.
I haven't read math in a while.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna go around the room. We're gonna go the four types of pies: pizza, dessert, meat.
Oh,
and
you can chime in too if you got some special pie you got. Add to the show. People can chime in.
Oh, absolutely. 617-779-0985.
There's some hidden gems out there that we don't know about.
Yeah, and we're looking for suggestions. As always, we're going to start with Tim McCone. Tim, what would you like to start with?
I'll go pizza first.
And that best pizza is?
Why the hell are we even doing pizza? This just pisses me off because it's not pie.
Okay, well,
we'll do pizza anyway.
I'm going to go, since I'm a Worcester guy, the Boynton Buffalo Chicken Pizza there. Unbelievable.
Okay, a buffalo chicken pizza. Yeah.
Why do you want chicken and buffalo sauce on your pizza?
It's so good.
I've got a fundamental...
It seems like you can only do one piece. Like, you can't pound the whole pie.
Yeah, I've got a fundamental issue with this just because...
You know what I mean?
I think in order to determine what is, in fact, the best pizza, you just go Sicilian. It's like, what's the best dough? What's the best cheese? What's the best sauce? And I still say, you go classic, North End.
Disagree. Totally disagree. Yep. I think it's a crime to put ham and pineapple on pizza. I think it's stupid to put olives on pizza.
So you disagree with my classic
thin? No, I am a thick square crusted. Caserta's in Providence is my favorite. Melt in your freaking mouth. It's like, oh my god, it's like the white cheese all over it, and it's thick and it's square. How good is Caserta's?
It's so good.
Oh
yeah,
my god.
It's good.
All right,
it's not Boynton, but it's good.
And the Detroit-style pizza, if there is one, is a cross between, like, a true, you know, thick pizza and, you know, the Sicilian thin crust. So I'm still going to go Regina in the North End, right, as the gold standard. But there is Buddy's Pizza in Detroit that is the best example of Detroit-style pizza. And let me tell you something. It's phenomenal. It's like that. It's like it's a little chewier. It's a little thicker. Okay.
Boston for me, though, I would go to Santee. They have a thing, the Big Mac pizza, and it is phenomenal. It tastes just like a Big Mac. Sorry about that.
I'll listen to all things. I'll listen
pickles.
To buffalo chicken. I'll listen to all that stuff, but, you know, just your
pickles,
standard
ground beef,
pizza.
Lettuce.
No, I could feel
cheese,
you judging me.
Pizza.
That's all right. Yeah.
I'm judging you a little bit. How about dessert? Dessert pie, McCone.
Come on, pie.
So I'm a superstitious guy, and when the Patriots were on a run in 2014, I went through this weird phase where I was taking down a pumpkin pie every Patriots game.
What?
Yeah, I'm a pumpkin pie
guy.
So
wait a minute. So I would assume this would start around Thanksgiving because of the
Yeah, it was like
October-ish.
Exactly.
That's when they got hot.
Yeah, and then I just kind of rode that wave. Yeah.
Well, you are a true fan in order to put yourself through that each and every week. An entire pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
I'm superstitious
you would eat by
too.
Yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you eat it like the spoon out of it, or do you like eat the, do you cut it and take it?
No, I was just going like, fork.
There's some people just lick it and then just take the, then save the crust for last and then just eat that as it dries up.
Zoe?
Thick, big apple pie. apple pie is my go-to.
A la mode?
And I really don't eat dessert, but that's what I would eat. I would eat pie, like that pie.
You do a scoop of vanilla ice cream with that?
No. Scoop of cinnamon ice cream.
Oh.
How
about a slice of cheese on top? A lot of people like a slice of cheese on top of their apple pie.
I've never heard of that.
Where? It's a southern thing. It's a southern thing.
You know what I did too? Like somebody was getting pissed the other day about hot. It was like hot dog day or something.
Would you turn your headphones down before I choke you out?
Have you ever put mayonnaise on a hot dog? Ever had a bologna sandwich?
No, but I've had coleslaw on a hot dog.
Yeah,
yeah.
See, I don't understand why people think it's so crazy to put mayonnaise on a hot dog.
My birthday is coming up, as a matter of fact, and I don't do cake, but I do pie, and it is a chocolate pie made with, it's a very simple recipe. I don't know. I think it's like cream cheese.
So if it's chocolate pie, then that's really not a pie. That's like cake.
No.
Chocolate
cream pie.
It's not cream pie, though. It's frozen. It comes out, and it's hard, and my
wife. There's brownie stuff in it, right?
My wife makes it for me every year, and it's a recipe she got from my mother, and she says, this is stupid. There's nothing to this. It's chocolate. It's like cream cheese, and it's like something else, like either like Cool Whip or something, but it's all frozen together, and it's kind of light, but it's frozen.
You got to put the Cool Whip with it to whip it up?
Oh, it's like a pudding. Is it like a chocolate pudding almost?
No, it's like
puts
frozen.
Pudding in your mouth.
It's almost like a pudding pie, but it's frozen solid.
Got it.
Pie
is way better than cake.
But in a restaurant, key lime. If they have key lime, I'll take the key lime pie, please. Especially after like a steak dinner. Mm. Well, key lime pie at the end. Okay.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie. That's fantastic.
That makes your teeth hurt.
No chocolate,
though. That is gross.
No chocolate in the pecan pie. You just do it
straight up
pecan pie. All right, let's go meat pies, meal pies. McCone?
Basic chicken pot pie.
Gross.
There's a place in Dedham called Harrow's. Harrow's Chicken Pot Pie. All they do is pump out chicken pot pies. Unbelievable. They just give me a spoon in that. But I do like a good old Irish meat pie.
Shepherd's pie.
Yeah, because it got the little carrots in it.
Yeah, shepherd's pie.
But it comes with a little brown gravy mixed in there, too.
Here's where Zoe may part company with us, not have a submission, and that's fine. Zoe, you can sit this one out. But I know McCone will have his favorite.
I do?
Snack pie.
I'm another Worcester guy. I'm going to go table talk pies.
The mini ones.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
The mini ones.
Yeah, yep.
Look at you.
I watched that on Phantom Gourmet last week, how they make them there and how many they actually pump out. They actually have a table talk pie store there.
Yeah.
Where you could go there and get it like 70% off.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to this. But just every time I eat that pie, like it just has no taste to it.
I am also
seems like
throw it in the
real,
microwave for like
real
20 seconds.
Generic pies.
Yeah. Okay, a little too much
crust. Grated up a little bit.
A little too much crust for my taste. Okay. I prefer the Hostess cherry fruit pie. One of my fondest memories of childhood: my mother taking me to the movies and stopping at the Hostess outlet. Frugal as she always was, we're going to go to the Hostess outlet. We're going to pick up snacks, take with us into the movie theater.
Nice.
Too expensive, and I'm going to get a Hostess cherry fruit pie. I don't know. Few times probably as a kid.
Nice.
Delightful.
My dad used to bring home the Hostess apple pies with the frosting on it.
Do you have a favorite snack pie?
I don't know. Not really.
See, I knew it.
But I don't have that sweet tooth.
McDonald's does a nice pie.
They sure do.
Do they still make pies?
Yeah. Oh my God, you get two for a dollar.
Yeah.
Caution, filling is molten lava hot.
I'll tell you what, you drip that on your chin, you'll have a scar here, but God, it tastes good.
I have a question I've never thought of till right now.
Yeah.
Why is cheesecake not a pie? Why is it a cake?
Because
it has
cake.
A crust.
It's cake. So did pies. The apple pie is a crust.
Yeah, it's a pie, but it's a cake.
Oh.
Why is it a cake? It should be cheese pie.
Because it's put in one of those round tin things that you screw together, and then you open it up, and it's freestanding. So it's like a cake.
I don't know.
Pie.
I think you're right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's got to be in the tin to be a pie.
It's a tin. That you make the cheesecake in. It snaps around the round part, but you have to crank it.
Freestanding, Jim. There's your answer. Freestanding. Anything freestanding cannot be.
Cake.
Right.
I throw a pizza in there too?
No.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Warwick's specialty, Mirabella's meatball. But you have to order it that way. You can't order just a regular meatball pizza. You have to order it Mirabella's meatball because they have a special, they put their real meatballs and their real gravy on it.
Mm.
Instead of the regular pizza sauce.
Why would you put brown
sauce.
Gravy on a pizza?
Now you're just being dumb.
We had this argument a month ago. Gravy or sauce.
I'm going to do special mentions for Roslindale Pleasant Cafe Pizza and Stoughton. I'd say Canton, but it's really in Stoughton, Danino's, which is my new go-to pizza spot. All right, let's go to Adam in Cohasset on Pie Day. Go ahead, Adam.
Happy Pie Day.
Oh, my goodness. First time I've called in, and this is awesome.
Okay, this is good stuff.
Damn right.
I know what to do. I know how to run.
A little tight.
It's very exciting.
A little nervous.
So, best bar pie... and on planet Earth is poopsies in Pembroke.
Poopsies in Pembroke.
What is it? Why is it the best bar pie? I love the bar pies that they do on like the tray sheets.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? On like wax paper, but they bring it out. It's like on a regular old plastic tray.
Poopsies of Pembroke
I've been going
pizza
there
pie.
Since I could walk, all and right. it is the best place known to mankind.
Do you have a dessert pie?
Dessert pie? Are you nuts? No, it's a pizza.
No, do you have a choice for a favorite?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, do you have? I'm trying
he said
to get
no,
his
he's talking pizza.
I'm trying to get as many takes from you as possible. So you've got your favorite pie, Poopsies. Got it. Is there a favorite dessert pie that you would like to mention on this pie day?
Yeah, apple pie with vanilla ice cream. So just feel free to check out Zoe because he's nuts.
All right, thank you, Adam. Anything else? Snack pie, meat pie.
I'm not a meat pie type of guy.
Okay, very good. There's Adam in Cohasset. That's Tom's hometown. That explains a lot. It's the same pacing as a conversation with T-Bone. Yeah, he's from Cohasset.
Two things I learned today. Tom's from Cohasset, and he went to Northeastern.
How long have you been working with him?
Forever. I learn something about you every day.
Mike in Dunstable. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
All right, so you guys are way off base.
Yeah.
First, Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza in Littleton.
Is that good, huh? It's a chain.
Great pepperoni.
All right.
But Bianchi's is closed on the beach. I was going to say Bianchi's, but they're closed.
All right.
I have a question. Have you eaten the Frank Pepe's?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it holds up to original location.
Well, I don't know. I've only had the Chestnut Hill, but it's good.
It's good.
It's okay. All right.
Yeah,
so,
it's good.
Then dessert pie. Regatta. You have to go regatta pie. Put a little bit of powdered sugar on it.
You got the pie.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And then Pizza Gainer. What are you guys missing, Pizza Gainer?
I don't know. We're not naming all the pizza places. That's not the
How's this turn into a second pizza show?
Yeah. It's
pizza this is like Gainer a pizza review of Portnoy.
No, Pizza Gainer was a pie.
It was a swimmer.
No.
Triple Gainer.
Oh my God.
There goes Mike.
As you were hanging up on him, was the clearest he was the entire phone call.
I know. When he gets exasperated with Zoe, it happens to everybody. Mike and Newton. Go ahead, Mike. It's Pie Day. Happy Pie Day.
Happy Pie Day.
Yes.
My favorite type of pie is from the China in Quincy. It's a Chinese pie. I like the General Gao's pizza pie.
Gao chicken pie.
Yeah, Robbie Roadsteamer claims to have invented that when we were working together nights on BCM. We would order a pizza, and then we would also order some General Gao's chicken and put it on top ourselves.
Think about that. If you had a take-home crust, in the baggie, You flatten that out, and you have your leftover Chinese food, like General Chow chicken or the...
amazing.
And do the noodles or the rice. Just put that all on there. Pour some duck sauce over it and bake that.
Yep.
I bet that tastes good.
Lenny Clark was just trying to call me on my cell phone. Something tells me that a former fatty is going to have all kinds of things to say
guys,
about
you know,
all kinds of pie.
You.
Yeah.
Just speak. I can't get through.
I can't get through it. I can't eat it anymore, but I love it. Howdy. Mike in Rhode Island, happy Pie Day. Oh, now I'm frozen. Jim's been frozen back there all day. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
So this one's for you, being from Wrentham. Over in Franklin Pizza and Deli, they do a shaved steak, pepper, and onion pizza that when I used to live there was fantastic.
Nice. That tastes good.
It's got the red sauce in it?
It's got red sauce and cheese, but it's just like eating a shaved steak sandwich, but in a pizza form. It was fantastic.
That's not bad. Any other pies you want to throw in there, Mike?
Best pie is always for me. Has always been a cherry pie with whipped cream.
Yeah, a little tart for me. It's not my favorite. The Hostess fruit snack pie being the exception, of course. How much longer you want to do this, though?
One more
until 2 o'clock.
Something to ponder during the commercials here.
Yeah,
Tom wants to know if Boston cream pie is a pie or a cake.
No, it's neither.
Freestanding.
It's like a donut.
Is it freestanding? I don't know if I've ever had Boston cream pie served to me like on a plate or seen it like, does it sit up on its own like on a plate like a cake? Does it look like a cake? But it's got pie in it. It's got pie in the name. Boston cream pie's a pastry. All right, Maz is furious out there. He's screaming through the double pane, soundproof, bulletproof glass. It's a pie. Okay, Boston cream pie is a pie. Fine. Now he's coming on the mic. Jim, could you give him 10 seconds on the mic, please? He's not on until 2, but he wants to scream at us that Boston cream pie is a pie. Yeah, Maz,
what do you got here? You guys are so stupid, it isn't funny.
You're dumber.
Why do you think they call it Boston cream pie? They don't call it Boston cream cake, you jackass. It's a pie. Of course it's a pie.
You sound just like you do on air. These guys suck.
Thanks, man.
Seriously, good God. Is Boston cream pie a pie? I don't know. Is ice cream ice cream?
Well, you asked me if cheesecake was pie.
That was off air. All right, then.
Thanks, Maz. Talk to you at 2. We'll talk to Tim McComb right now, Hub Headlines, and then we'll continue with your pie calls. March 14th, it's Pie Day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Answer me this. Why do the Italians got it down pat?
When the world,
like, I'll be sitting there. I'll be watching Goodfellas. Too much wine, and then they're outside sitting at the folded chairs. They got their tank tops on, towel over it, gold chains. Sausages rolled up. You got peppers, and you got the meat platter. Or they're playing cards. Hey, what do you want? You give me something to drink? I got a gun in my pants. Yeah, I'm going to shoot you with it.
Marie.
To make me dance?
Marie, he's a guest. Just bring the food.
Even the Prince Spaghetti commercial. Hey, Anthony.
Yeah.
It's dinner time.
Right.
But Colangelo, like, hey, I'm sitting there talking to C like that, you know? Now you just can't leave.
So what do they have down that you're enamored with?
The way they eat, the way they drink, the way they dress.
You want to be Italian.
It's like impeccable.
You want to be Italian.
Like, I want to eat spaghetti and meatballs and wear, like, a pinstripe suit.
You can do that.
And sit there and just, like, I don't know. Dean Martin is so silky smooth.
Yeah. But you can do all that.
Like, you'd watch Moonstruck. Like, they're in New York.
Yeah.
There's the moon. There's the city.
Right.
Have a nice little Italian dinner, a little white cloth table.
Well, I don't want you to move to New York, but you can eat spaghetti and wear
suits. It's not the same.
Suits. Okay. It's Pie Day. It's March 14th. Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy in for Beetle, taking your calls on your favorite pizza pie, your favorite dessert pie, meat pie.
What do you think Beetle's favorite pie is?
Snack pie.
All of them?
He's not here. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? He's not here. I hope he's not listening.
Right.
If you're not here, you shouldn't listen.
He's probably busy.
Matt and Quincy, what do you got, Matt?
Matty.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing? Just want to let you know. Any pizza that's Greek style that's cooked in a pan layered with oil, that's not a real pie.
Okay.
All right? From New York, a pie, you need to put it on the oven, flat into the oven, with absolutely no oil on the bottom.
Right.
And the pie I'm calling about, I don't know if you guys ever heard of it, it's called a white pizza.
Yes. Yep.
No sauce, just ricotta. Oh, no, just ricotta and mozzarella.
I thought you put garlic and mozzarella.
Ricotta cheese.
Oh, ricotta. Like the boat,
like a boat race. Boat race cheese and mozzarella.
A boat race, yes.
Okay.
Ricotta cheese and mozzarella. Not quite the boat race.
All right.
Just put in. And the best place to find is a Windy City Pizza in Dorchester.
Okay, it's right down the street.
Oh, we've had that before.
Yes,
that's good
have.
Pizza.
That's good pie.
See, they make a Hawaiian there that I like, but Zoe doesn't like Hawaiian pizza.
You know what, Mike? I'm telling you, that's deceptively good pie. Check out a Target. And you know where the food stand is, and they have the slats.
The
mini Pizza Hut pizzas.
I love them.
We get out of there, my kid gets two of them. He eats them. They're gone. Because you come out, they're piping hot cheese. They're cut perfectly in four little slices.
And it's that crust
that
just
pick it
melts.
Up, and you get perfectly in the car. Does it get anywhere?
Let me tell you
it
something.
It doesn't drip, and it's crunchy.
I've had more than one of those in my life, and they are delightful.
They are like, okay, it's Pizza Hut, but wow, this is really, it's really, really good. Freaking it's good, really man. Good.
It's really good.
I'm going to get one. I'm so hungry.
Kevin in Canton. What do you got, Kevin?
Is it me?
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, Kevin, how you doing? Nice throw, guys.
Thanks.
Circumference of a circle. I mean, the pi is for circumference, not area of the circle.
No, it's pi. The formula to find the area of a circle is pi times radius squared.
Oh, okay. But pi will get you the rate, circumference of the circle, too. Diameter times 3.14 is the circumference of the circle.
Okay. Good to
know. Just helping you out. And pi, pizza is not pie. Gravy is not sauce.
Right. Thank you.
How about Umberto's on Hanover Street?
Good. Oh, very good.
Oh, you know something, Kevin? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because I knew I was missing one.
Is that the one with the tinfoil?
Umberto's in the North End, tinfoil? And you go in there, and they've got like three things, Kevin. And it sounds like I've been there a handful of times.
The rice balls?
They've got the rice balls. Yeah. They've got the pizza, cool. and that's it.
And then when they're out, they're out.
When they're done for the day, they close.
And a big bowl of gabagool.
No.
Yeah. You get the special number, you go ahead to the front of the line, so you don't have to wait for all the tourists.
Kevin, fantastic call. Thank you for calling. If you are going to allow pizza talk on Pi Day, Umberto's North End has to be in the conversation, or I don't want to talk about
it. What about Santapio's?
Very good.
Another good one.
Very
good. Boston's, that's a good start. Circle Pizza's good?
Yeah. Ken and Lowell.
Oh!
When's the last time we talked to Ken and Lowell?
That's a good pie. Good pie.
It's just a great day. It's just a great day we got going. Ken, how are you?
What's up, boys? How you doing?
Really
good. Hey, Ken,
good.
How you been, bud?
Not bad. I was trying to call you guys before the Super Bowl, but I did not want to interrupt John Hanna.
Yep.
But anyway, you guys talking about pies. That's reminiscent of last year. When you're talking about cereal and stuff like that. So,
right.
We got in trouble for that.
We're getting on to the horse racing subject here.
Okay.
All right. But anyway, the best pie is tomato pie down in Trenton, New Jersey. It's the oldest one in the United States. It's been going on for more than 300 years.
So you get around. You get around, Ken.
Ken,
get around.
You're an international traveler, 30-some countries. What's the best pizza you had outside of the United States?
Well, like I said, it's called the tomato pie down in Trenton. But in Italy, US. It's called, I don't know what the hell they call it over there. I don't speak Italian. But
You've traveled for so long, you actually flew on the planes that actually had the cigarette, you know, the ashtrays where you could put your cigarette out in, right? Like the old Pan Am planes?
Oh, yeah. We were smoking on those days, yeah.
Sure.
Back then, yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, Ken.
And,
safe.
Get back to, all right, one more thing. Dessert thing, rhubarb pie. That's it.
Disgusting.
There's nothing better than rhubarb pie.
Everything is better than rhubarb pie.
Yeah, like the dirt.
All things are better than rhubarb. Strawberry rhubarb pie. Oh, why don't you leave the rhubarb out of it? Just give me a strawberry pie. That's disgusting.
Yeah,
you
don't like strawberry pie?
I like strawberry
pie.
Out of it.
Right, but people have been to Pittsburgh, you go to Eaton Park and you get the strawberry pie. Massive, huge strawberries.
Is there rhubarb in it?
No.
I'll eat it.
No, but it's the best strawberry pie ever.
Keep the rhubarb out of the pie, please. Thank you. Mm. Steven Salem, go ahead, please.
Hey, guys, calling in about dessert pies. Happy Pie Day.
Happy Pie Day.
Pumpkin pie. Best pumpkin pie by far, Market Basket. I don't care what anyone says. Also, one of you guys tried to sneak in the ludicrous claim that pie is better than cake. I can't remember who said it, but that is absolutely insane. Until you learn how to frost a pie, frosting alone is better than pie. Cake will always be better. I want to know what you think. I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you, Steve. I don't like cake. I don't like the consistency of cake. I'm not a fan of chocolate cake. I don't like cake.
It's funny. Boston cream pie has frosting.
Boston cream pie is disgusting.
Oh, see, okay. That's part of the problem with Boston cream pie. But I prefer pie over cake. I always have.
You go to Market Basket, you grab one in pie, it's like $2.99.
For the pumpkin pie.
That pumpkin pie, it's like best pumpkin pie you have.
Do
you like the pie or do you like the price?
I like both. But I don't like pumpkin pie.
Yeah, he doesn't like sweets, so he just like cheap sweets. Cheap sweets are Zoe's favorite sweets.
The more you can eat for the less money. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a good deal.
We got time for one more, Jim? All right, let's do it.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Judy in Quincy. Go ahead.
Hi, Judy.
Go ahead, Judy.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good.
Really good.
Happy Pie Day.
Happy Pie Day.
So I'm the owner over at the China Restaurant and Sports Bar over in Quincy.
Okay.
And tell me if you've ever tried a General Gao's chicken with General Gao's sauce underneath the cheese, topped with lots of General Gao's on the top.
How long have you been offering that on your menu?
Well, the Quincy China has only been open for 5 years now, mm-hmm. but the Golden China, our old restaurant, we offered it for 25 years. Jesus. Well, so my dad invented it.
So Robbie Roadsteamer's claim that he invented it has just been proven to be
inaccurate. 25 years. We've had our 10-inch pizzas with boneless spare rib topping, beef teriyaki, chicken teriyaki,
that sounds so good.
General Gao, sesame chicken. We make a killer buffalo chicken pizza.
All right, Judy, thank you for the plug. Thank you for the extended plug for your restaurant. But it is a thing, and I know people have. I have not had one. You like General Gao's chicken?
Oh yeah, it sounds delightful.
I know.
I like orange chicken too. Yeah. Oh my god.
Well, maybe that's
broccoli
what.
Too.
Maybe we should order one up. You want to stay after the show?
Nope.
All right.
Fat Jack's over near URI used to make a hot and sweet and sour instead of the tomato sauce and buffalo chicken on top.
Fat Jack's?
God.
Was the owner a big fan of the movie Splash?
I don't know.
Where are you going, Mr. Fat Jack? No? All right. Well, today's takeaway
is you're the only one ever made it through Splash with Daryl Hannah.
Are you kidding?
That's a horrendous movie.
It's a phenomenal movie. Bocce balls!
One of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Today's takeaways are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If your doctor says, hey there, chumpster, time to lose some weight, get to Awaken 180 Weight Loss today. Five locations. Check it out at awaken180weightloss.com.
Thank you, Zoe.
Looks like that's it for Providence, folks. Heading to the NIT after this.
Jimmy, want to give us an update on
your
basketball game in there?
Hell of a run.
Yeah, they were tied 44-44, and it's been all Villanova since, 61-49.
Oh, that sounds like a 17-5 run. Sorry about that, Jim.
Sorry, Jim.
Oh. It's all right. 5 years in a row in the tourney. I'll take it.
How are your under bets going? Jim bet the under on 8 games. He put a $5 bet for 8 games to all go under. The first 3 came in. Is that holding up?
The fourth didn't. The fifth and sixth did. So.
Oh, it's over.
No, I'm sorry. Four out of six. We had 4 out of 6. We didn't bother checking the 1 o'clock.
What did you say Barstool was gambling? What did Portnoy and them
say? Somebody said Portnoy's betting $10,000 on 53 different games, the under on every game today. 53 games.
It's got to be sponsored somewhat, too.
Yeah.
Well, today, good day today. Had Brad Friedel from the Revolution head coach on, and Hardy giving you his good cleat talk and his name dropping. Mr. Hardy over here watches him some cleat.
What?
Give it a listen.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the first 5 to 8 minutes. I would have gone as much as 10, where I thought you guys looked pretty good, especially in the middle third there. But you also mentioned the penalty kick. And I got to ask you, because I already bugged Shalree about this, and I bugged Clyde Sims about it in the postgame show.
Why don't you guys go
up the middle ever on these penalty kicks? And I would love to know, as a former keeper, just try and take those penalty kicks and go right at you in the middle, because it seems the keeper almost always commits
before the kick is taken, and a middle shot would have a really good chance of going in.
And guess what?
That's a good 3 minute question.
He agreed with me. He said it's a great percentage to go high in the middle. Why not? Because guys are afraid of looking foolish. They're afraid of kicking it into the chest of the keeper. That's why they don't do it. Percentage wise, it makes sense.
That's good by you.
Thank you. So
you knowing names and everything.
Tim McCone. Yep. He's been with us today. He would have been here yesterday. He came in yesterday, but he was not on the air yesterday.
Second time in about a month, the schedule was screwed up one way or the other.
It was not screwed up at all. McCone showed up and he was not scheduled to be
here. Yeah, no, it was right yesterday.
Nice dry run yesterday. That was good.
So, but he made his presence known early in the show today.
Sure did. Julian Edelman is getting a bump as part of the process.
Your number one meal pie.
It's almost like Brady has had to adapt. I don't think it will.
McCone's swinging the microphone over. It hasn't been a problem here. Hasn't been a problem for how long? We've been in the building now. Nine months.
You never have that issue any day. But yet McCone comes in and things squeaking the whole
time.
We
had to have a team of engineers in here with silicone based lubricants.
Of course, you know they're going to lube it up. They don't want to replace anything
to fix it because McCone could not stop.
That was a tough start
with the squeaking of the mic boom.
Julian Edelman is getting a bump as part of the process.
Your number one meal pie.
It's almost like Brady has had to adapt. I don't think it will.
Try it now, McCone, if you would please.
Look at that.
Look at that. Yeah.
Silent.
No issues.
That's great.
It's gonna be make this 2 o'clock headline so electric by you. Just a little more energy during the headlines.
I got it.
Normally, pop in there.
I was sponsors
and everything.
I was happy to have McCone here today. I think we're going to have McCarthy tomorrow. We'll be sitting in
McTakey.
My chair. Yeah, that's right. Well, his hot take earlier in the week was that Full House was not a good television show.
I was.
I know most people put it up there with The Sopranos and, you know, The
Wire. Yep.
MASH. You know.
Cheers.
Exactly.
Friends. Yeah.
But he had the courage to come out and say that it was not a good TV show. It could be.
He's the one that said Springsteen and Born to Run changed his life when he was 12.
Well, the first time he heard it, yeah. It could be a bad day for McCarthy tomorrow. He may be exposed as insufferable.
McTakey.
On this show tomorrow.
New nickname, McTakey.
I still like him. At this point, I still like him.
Oh, we like him. Yeah, of course we like him. All right.
Oh, he's already said that he hates Josie, and he thinks that needs to go away.
He's a prick.
All right.
Felger Mass coming up next.
Thanks, Brad Friedel, for joining us. Felger Mass will be next, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Got some good stuff for you tomorrow. Me and you.
We got a couple of taste tests that we're going to do tomorrow, in addition to talking Bruins, Celtics, Patriots, here with you on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Felger Mass are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mass.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Mazzarotti here on a Thursday in Boston. We got Felger here in the Felger chair, the A-hole chair, Maz in the Maz chair, Big Jim Murray in our update studio, Stuart and Lanny behind the glass, day two NFL free agency. You ready to discuss, Maz?
Good, you? Yeah.
Okay, so are you starting to get...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.